que quieren ver al rasta de Rukia.
Some Spanish reggae for you, some amazing roots stuff. That was Talawa Reggae Army out of Cartago, Costa Rica, just a little bit east of San Jose, the even bigger city. That is correct. And yeah, that song, El Amor de Ja, the love of Ja, Ja, the god, the ruler of Rastafarianism. That's just another name for God, really. Perhaps. Talawa Reggae Army, that came out in 2015. And yeah, reggae, big in Central America, big along, especially on the Caribbean side. It's party towns there, apparently, on the Caribbean. So that was fun. And before that, we heard a garage rock band from San Jose, Las Robertas. And yes, the song Together Outrageously from 2019, just a single of theirs. A long-running band, and apparently played at Coachella, Primavera, Levitation, maybe right here in Vancouver even at some point, South by Southwest. Yeah, they've been all around Europe and the U.S. and opened for even Pearl Jam. Wow. Okay, so Las Robertas. Garage Rock Royalty from San Jose. And we started the set with a very cool new project called Pictura from San Jose. And the song we heard was Flying Mantequillas. Yeah. Some indie hip-hop rock stuff. And yeah, next we're going to hear something very, very exciting. A musician who is now 102 years young, Walter Gabbett Ferguson, from the town of Cahuita, Costa Rica. For a small town on the Caribbean coast, already the second project from that town. So, yes, this man has lived there his whole life. He didn't search for fame, but it came for him. And by fame, let's say he's not, you know, not world-renowned, but he's had his music passed back and forth. And this is a very interesting story. He was, for a long time, making cassettes at home. Just, you know, cassettes, recording himself playing guitar and singing. And a lot of them, he didn't keep any copies for himself. So a lot of his music just went out into the world, to various places, and he lost a lot of his music that way. A lot of the songs he wrote, at 102, who can remember what he made when he was in his 30s, right? So so now there's an effort, I'm not sure who's behind this, but it's on his, it's a label called Les Disques Bongo Joe out of Switzerland who's doing this. They're trying to get people to send in cassettes if you happen to have his music, so he can rediscover his stuff and this can be digitized and be a part of, you know, for posterity of this very unique little Calypsonian piece of history in Costa Rica. So yeah, Calypso music of from Trinidad originally, but spread all across the Afro-Caribbean cultures. And yeah, so he's got a few albums now that have been compiled of these cassettes that have been coming back to the man after being sent out so long ago. So yeah, it's a... And okay, this is where it gets a little bit more interesting even. I think I have some of his cassettes, possibly. My grandfather... I guess more step-grandfather was from Jamaica, and he had a bunch of old cassettes, and somewhere, I'm going to try to dig them up, I think we still have them in a box somewhere, but one of them, like, is labeled Calypso, and on this website, which is walterferguson-tapehunt.mozello.com, anyways, at that website, you can see photos of what his tapes look like, and I thought it was my grandpa's handwriting, but I swear I have one of these cassettes anyway, so I'm going to send it back when I can. You can find this artist, Walter Gavitt Ferguson, and yes, we're going to hear from his new album, Keep the Cabin Above Water, a benefit album actually to support this man through the pandemic. And yes, he's now 102, so yeah, still going strong. He had apparently a hard time during the lockdown as they live off a small cabin rental business and wildlife tours on the Caribbean shore, and business all dried up. So yeah, this is a benefit album for him. We're going to hear a song from that, dug up from, who knows, 1970s and somewhere between the 70s and 90s this comes from. This is 72 Weeds by Walter Gavitt Ferguson, a legendary Calypsonian from Cahuita, Costa Rica, on Wandering Rhythms.
In this little island, there are many towns, many little villages, and villagers all around. But the funniest thing about them is the name they call things by. I would like you both to sit aside and listen while I try. Monday I met an old lady who was selling, and I wanted something to eat. I thought she had oranges, pears, banana, but I took back when we meet. She had a basket full of different weed and was falling out all the time. Can't remember all that she had, but these was a few she had. She got the man piaba, woman piaba, tam tam calabash, the man grab, the mini root, the goli root, and the rock and pulley, the madam fed and the dopey. But he had said the woman tongue was so gifted, she was hollering all the time. A certain bush for bedding, not the baby calipus in boom. Sweet broom, sweet beach and lemongrass, very good for making tea. When you hear of the famous quacko bush, it is good to fool the body. I tell you, said the lady tongue was so gifted, she was hollering all the time. She even said nightshade is good when you have the troubled mind. The cut up the pupa, the fill up the muma, the Jacob leather, alligator weed, poor man friend, the donkey, the caparilla, Irish potato consumption, a bushy merry bully fever grass, and the granny grass scratch, and the greatest revival weed. Jan Charles, the Vinny's a rice weed, a greedy belly fuller, and the good old weed. He got the cock bush, elder bush, black pepper bush, and the lime leaf, berry, so what's up? Cantage, arrowroot, bamboo root, Irish potato consumption, a bush, I said the lady tongue was so gifted, she was hollering all the time.
di putogi bambu bita guma soroti pushan di deblat wit kanta tararu tamburu Irish potato consumption abu chundi woman Congo tong finger bahan ilete survival weed only little weed that you never did I was the wonderful macaroni weed The only little weed that she never had was the wonderful macaroni weed. I say, the only little weed that the woman ever had was the wonderful macaroni weed.
But
that's on purpose, that glitchiness. That's what the kids are doing these days. They're making their music sound like old floppy VHS discs and stuff. So, yeah, we heard a real splash of all kinds of music there from Costa Rica. Oh, especially, well, through the whole hour, it's been all over the place. But yeah, so people do. They make different kinds of music. And this is Multitude from San Jose, song Vientos from 2020. And before that, we heard a black and roll band, some very, very, fast and sort of aggressive stuff. The song was Hentai. They're pretty much obsessed with Japanese imagery and with weird things from Japan. The album Sundere, the band Goat Rider. Yes. Before that, we heard some straight-up punk rock. Reminded me of the 90s, like NoFX, MXPX, all the X's. The band was called Ulfrig. And yeah, new stuff came out last week, 2022. The song Sin un lugar donde vivir, without a place to live. And we started the set with the grandmaster of calypso music, Mr. Walter Gabbett Ferguson, from his new compilation album, digging up his old cassettes that he's given away and that some are coming back to him. Cabin Above Wata is the name of the new compilation of his. We heard the song 72 Weeds. So calypso, fantastic storytelling music. Not only important musically, but like I'm sure there's a lot of stories, and it's like an oral tradition that's kept alive through calypso music. And I think it'd be amazing if this stuff sounds very rough, like recorded on cassette and just him playing along guitar and voice. If a band would come and make an album with him, wow, that'd be very cool. So Walter Gabbett Ferguson, 102 years old now. And we're going to finish with one last piece of music from Costa Rica. I'm sorry I didn't share many fun facts, but Costa Rica is a place of endless jungles. They've preserved, an amazing thing they did is instead of developing a lot of their land, they preserved it in national parks in the 70s mostly. And so, it's an amazing place to see wildlife and to have biological diversity. So we're going to finish with Marfil, who was a top band in the 80s. This is from 1985, amazingly funny video of the three guys, the singers, like waving their hips. It's good fun. They're called, yes, Marfil, M-A-R-F-I-L, song Minealo right here. Nice electronic goodness with a salsa bolero kind of vibe. Yes, this is Wandering Rhythms. I hope you've enjoyed the show. If you want to hear more episodes, please visit wanderingrhythms.com. I've been Nick Legacy. And if you're listening live here on Monday on the radio, stick around for the generic alternative with Alexander Morris. Alexander Morris, fantastic, fantastic show. A lot of fun, a lot of news, a lot of music. And yes, this is Wandering Rhythms signing off. Good day. Much love to humans far and wide. Here is Marfil from Costa Rica. Buenos dias, mi amigos y amigas.
Si voy a Punta Arena,
no sé.
Si voy a Guanacaste,
no sé.
Si voy para Limón, al tiempo quizá vuelva pronto. Tal vez, si me voy para Heredia,
no sé.
Si me voy a La Cuela,
no sé.
Si a Cartago llego yo, al tiempo quizá vuelva pronto. Que baila el porro, la mujer de Costa Rica. Qué rico que baila el porro, digo, la mujer en San Ramón. Menea su cuerpecito,
menéalo, menéalo.
Menea su cuerpecito,
menéalo, menéalo.
Menéalo,
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 menéalo.
Ay,
a San Isidro,
no sé.
Si voy para San Carlos,
no sé.
Si voy para Turrialba, al tiempo quizá vuelva pronto. Tal vez si voy a Punta Arena,
no sé.
Si voy a Guanacaste,
no sé.
Si voy para Limón, al tiempo quizá vuelva pronto. Que baila el porro, la mujer de Costa Rica. Qué rico que baila el porro, digo, la mujer allá en Limón. Menea su cuerpecito,
menéalo, menéalo.
Menea su cuerpecito,
menéalo, menéalo.
Menéalo,
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 menéalo.
Milkweed plants are important to monarch butterflies. Monarchs lay their eggs on milkweeds, and their caterpillars feed on the leaves. Milkweed contains a toxin that helps protect the caterpillars from predators. But monarchs aren't the only ones who benefit from milkweed. Scientists in Ohio once tried to document every insect species they feed the common milkweed plant. They identified hundreds of species, including 132 kinds of beetles alone. And many bees, butterflies, and other pollinator insects visit the milkweed's flowers. Milkweed is almost like a tiny ecosystem of its own, drawing in creatures of all shapes and sizes. When it's part of a diverse community of plants, it helps many species find food and shelter, including birds. The fluffy fibers in a milkweed seed pod are the perfect lining for a songbird's nest. Not to mention, some hummingbirds drink nectar from milkweed flowers. Planting milkweed helps the declining monarch butterfly and a whole host of other species, including birds. Learn how to find seeds for milkweed and other native plants on our website, birdnote.org. I'm Michael Stein.
Hey, do you want to make a real impact in the Black community? Join us where we connect you with Black-led organizations from all around the world. Get ready to get involved. Find the organization based on the location of interest. Follow us at supportblackcharities.org.
On the next Alternative Radio, hear Chalmers Johnson on Blowback, the consequences of U.S. foreign policy. That's Alternative Radio, Wednesday afternoons at 4, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby.
CJSF 90.1 FM would like to remind